Mid-morning market update brought to you by the Winter Do It Best store in downtown Cold Spring. We'll find out more about them. We'll look at mid-morning markets here shortly. Right now, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and Sina Glessing joining us here this morning as the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention, 99th year going on. And Sina, good morning. How are things in Nashville this morning?
Things are happening this morning. We had an early morning, our first event this morning started at 6:30. The schedule's kind of been moved around, but that's exciting. Just so many things going on that we want to fit them all in today.
Well, that sounds good. Sina, background on yourself, first of all, this past year statewide, named FFA Advisor of the Year by Minnesota Farm Bureau, and that had to be a great honor this past winter.
Absolutely. I had a community member who was probably was one of the first individuals who hired me when I first started at Jasico Cato and nominate me for the award and fill it out. So it was pretty special to be recognized in that capacity, and truly an honor.
You wear so many hats, whether it's FFA, whether it's 4-H, whether it's mom, whether it's dairy farmer. I mean, you're rather busy there, Sina.
Yeah, we keep busy with the dairy farm and at school, and three boys and a girl. So it's exciting, though. And I also have an opportunity to serve as a farmer on the America Farmers Grow Rural Education Fund with Monsanto. And so I just popped into the career show here in Nashville and talk to the gals there in that booth and encourage all of the farmers that are listening to go ahead and nominate some of their local schools for $10,000, $25,000 STEM grants, for $2,500 grants. I know our school at Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted has received some of the $2,500 grants, and it's a neat program, good opportunity for listeners.
Is there a certain criteria, or you can just kind of nominate your school? What's the angle on that, Sina?
Yeah, if you want to go online, you go to growruraleducation.com, and there's kind of like there's three different programs, but the two programs that I mentioned, the first one is $2,500 grants for any nonprofit organization, and there is no criteria except the farmer, you know, nominates whatever nonprofit, and the nonprofit receives the money. That one's a pretty simple opportunity to take advantage of, and they give one out in every county. And then the other ones are $10,000 and $25,000 STEM grants that are available for rural schools, and farmers go on, nominate their school, and then their school will be notified that they were nominated. And the more nominations that your school can get, that's also better, and then there's an application process.
Now, Sina, this convention starting back on Friday, what have been some of the highlights since Friday and over the weekend?
It really been a focus on talking about trade, definitely a need. I know, as a dairy farmer, we see the struggles right now, and what can we do to improve those struggles and our quality of life and for all the other dairy farmers and everybody else involved in agriculture. Kind of some neat sessions that I've tapped into. There's it's called the Purple Plow Challenge that I'm going to bring into my school district this spring that the American Farm Bureau's foundation has with some of their great ag literacy content that they promote. And so if there's anybody involved in schools, there's a middle school and an elementary program there, the Purple Plow Challenge, that looks kind of neat, all about food insecurity and developing prototypes that we can maybe potentially someday use to help reduce or eliminate food insecurity in our world.
How would you say, Sina, as you get a chance, obviously you have such a great perspective as a farmer and also working in the educational field too. Are we doing enough as agriculture in doing that education right now? Are we doing as much as we could, or is there always room to be better at that?
You know, there's been a definite change from 18 years ago when I started teaching high school agriculture to now in the amount of ag literacy that we do. And so I think that we are increasing the voice out there. You know, it becomes demanding. We're trying to run that farm, and when we get in at night, we're pretty exhausted. But what little social media posts can we do, or what phone call can we make, can go a long ways.
Sina, what's the buzz around the grounds here this morning as the president is expected to speak at 3 o'clock Central Time this afternoon? What's kind of the buzz, or what are you hearing around that this morning?
Well, as I walked through the trade show this morning, I thought, man, America's farmers have never been so well protected. there's definitely a presence, which is exciting. It's exciting that we are that the president, the White House, recognizes the importance of America's farmers and what we're doing every single day out there, and how can we hopefully improve that quality of life for our farmers.
Sina Glessing joining us this morning. Well, Sina, I sure appreciate the phone call this morning. Enjoy the rest of the trip out there. And is Dan alone milking cows this morning? Or
Dan is here with me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So you had to lean on a few other folks to get chores done this morning, huh?
Yes. We have a great staff back at home hopefully holding down that fort. And our boys are getting to the age where they're definitely assisting, too. And we have some great grandparents that help watch those kids.
Well, you tell Dan I got that red shirt in my office, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a good day. Sina Glessing joining us from Wright County with the Minnesota Farm Bureau. And yeah, Dan, he presented me with a Howard Lake Waverly Winstead FFA shirt back at her Focus on Farming. He says, Joel, I better see you wear that, okay? So Sina Glessing, FFA Advisor of the Year, as she was honored during the state convention and the National Convention. Exciting times, and Sina very, very inserted into the egg community as the dairy farm, and also she's a teacher over there at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, and so very active. So we appreciate her time this morning.